today I want to talk about love revealed in the Son. So if you have your Bible, Matthew chapter 1, and I want to read, amen, beginning in verse 21. And it says, "And she will bear a son, and you should call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people," my, "from their sins. Now all this took place that what was spoken of the Lord through the prophet, might be fulfilled, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and she shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." Let us bow for prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises of your word. Now we ask this morning that you would anoint me to preach your word. Forgive me of my sins. Clear my mind and heart. And allow me, Father God, to rightfully divide your word. Touch the hearts and minds of your people. Lord, we pray your presence would be in this church on this morning. Thank you, Lord, for all the things that you have done for us, Lord. Thank you, Father, for sending your son. We love you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Thank you, ushers. God revealed his love. We talked about this miraculous birth. We talked about, amen, that Jesus, even his, everything surrounding his life is amazing to me. We know why God sent his only son, because we understand that. We'll look at that in a minute. But here we find Joseph, his father, amen, in a situation where it's unbelievable. And as I said to you last week, amen, sometimes what God is trying to do in your life may seem impossible or may seem, amen, out of the ordinary. But you got to understand, whenever you see things that you don't understand in your life, you better make sure, or you should say to yourself, it is a move of God. Amen. We see that God revealed his son by choosing Mary. God revealed his love by choosing Mary. God revealed his love by choosing Joseph. And I told you last week, he was the right man. He was the right man for the job. Why? Because the Bible says that he was a righteous man. We know that's our granddaddy, amen, because, amen, we are now part of that lineage. And thank God that God knows who to choose to bring about his purpose in this world. We know that Joseph doubted. Joseph wanted to not, I wouldn't say doubt, but Joseph had some doubts in his mind about his wife. He had looked at her a little bit different. We had just gotten engaged, and now here you are pregnant. Something is wrong. We got to. Hello, Houston, we got a problem, amen. And oftentimes, sometimes the things that God is trying to do in your life, it does not make sense sometimes. Sometimes you're trying to make sense of the situation. And I told you this was not a birth of pleasure, but of purpose, but of promise, amen. God promised us, and God knew our condition, so he sent his son. Boy, I want to tell you something. There's nobody like Jesus, amen. There's nobody like him. But when I look at the events surrounding his birth, it's a miracle even in that. And so we see in verse 22, amen, 21, it says, "And she." Now the angel is talking to Joseph. If you look at verse 20, it says, "But when he considered this," considered what? Considered leaving Mary and sending her away, God had to intervene, amen, so that Jesus would be part of the right lineage. Listen, Mary couldn't do this on her own. Do I have anybody? Can you imagine how she may have felt? Can you imagine how confused how she may have felt? Can you imagine how perplexed she may have felt? Like, man, I know the truth, but guess what? I hope somebody believes me. And I want to say to you at this time, it's hard sometimes when you know what God has done in your life and you try to express it to somebody else that does not understand. Come on and help me this morning. Amen. They don't understand where the Lord has brought you from. They don't understand what you've been through. Amen. And guess what? Sometimes it takes a divine intervention from God, amen, to cause people to believe that what you're saying is the truth. I wish I had somebody. Mary, he wanted to get rid of Mary. He wanted to get rid of her. He wanted to put her away. And he loved her enough not to embarrass her, not to get her stoned to death, because here she is, she violated the vows. I told you last week she had grounds for divorce. I wish I had somebody. And sometimes what looks different in the natural, you don't know God is working something out in the supernatural. I wish I had somebody. And I told you when God births something in you, it's not going to be from the flesh, but it's going to be from the spirit. Do I have anybody? And the text says that Joseph, the son of David, he said, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife." He said, "Don't you be afraid, Joseph." Amen. Why? "For the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit." May I say something to you? The Holy Spirit is a powerful entity. He is a powerful person, I should say. He has a personality. He has a will, and he has, amen, he knows what he came here to do. And the fact that you and I have him on the inside of us should say to us that we too can bring forth something powerful. Do I have anybody? That we too can live powerful lives. That you and I can birth some things, amen, by way of the Holy Spirit. Watch this, that can change the world. Joseph is confused, but he needed something. What did he need? He needed divine convincing. God showed up in a dream. The angels showed up in a dream to him. And then it says in verse 21, it says, and look what he says. He says, "And she will bear a son." Amen. And so the first thing I want to tell you that God love revealed in his son, his birth, number one, was not ordinary, but a miracle. His birth was a miracle. And listen, if you want to follow Buddha, that's a man-made God. But when I look at Jesus, hello somebody, even his birth was not ordinary, but it was a miracle. I want to say to somebody here this morning, she had God in her womb. Oh, I wish I had somebody. God took an ordinary woman and put his son, his only son. I wish you could see the picture. Listen, you don't know when you give birth to a child what that child will become. You can raise that child the right way. You can guide that child in the right direction. You can put him in the suburbs and put him in good schools and all this other stuff, but you have no guarantees what that child would end up to be. But I want to say something to you. The thing about Jesus, hello somebody, we know what he would become. And she had in her womb God in her womb. Thank God for Mary. Thank God that Mary was the chosen vessel. Thank God that because his birth is a miracle, I can follow somebody like that. I can follow someone who came through, amen, the Holy Spirit, who was birthed through the Holy Spirit. I thank God that Mary made herself available to God for his purpose. May I ask you a question? What are you doing this season? Hello, somebody. To make yourself available to God so that he can do something through you to bring him glory. You see, we can give birth to a God-given miracle, watch this, if we yield to the Holy Spirit. We too can give birth to something for God's purpose. And I thank God that he brought forth his son through a miracle birth. But the text goes on to say, and now watch it, this is the part that really got me. Joseph was revealed that she would bear a son. He got a good understanding why his wife was pregnant before they got together. Amen. But what God was doing was revealing to a common man, I wish I had you, a common man, a divine plan. May I say this to you? God loves us enough that if he has a purpose, because he has a purpose for you and I, if we stay long enough and if we get in his word and if we ask God, God will reveal to you and I what our true purpose is if we really want to know it. Joseph was about to make a move that would have changed our destiny. Come on, somebody. And it took a divine intervention from God to show us, amen, for God to show up in his life to stop him from making the wrong decision. May I say this to you? Sometimes God will show up. Amen. Somebody may come along and give you a word. Somebody may say, you know what, maybe you need to go this direction. Don't brush it off, because it could be God speaking to you through someone. Do I have anybody? But what I love about how God revealed his love through his son, he did it through a miracle. Because it takes some kind of miracle for you and I, or for him, to understand what was really going on with his wife. He needed something divine to give him some good understanding. I wish I had somebody. I don't know how you'd act if your wife show up pregnant and you know y'all ain't did nothing. Wish I had you. I wish I had you. Amen. I know I wouldn't be talking about let's pray. I know that much. Amen. I'll tell you that much. Amen. Are y'all with me? Amen. And sometimes God is telling you to do some stuff, and it may look crazy, but guess what? You better listen, because you may pass up on your miracle. I'm gonna say it one more time. You may pass up on your miracle. And so God revealed his love in the Son by making his birth, even his birth, a miracle. But watch what the next part of this verse says. Now, this is the part that got me. He said, now, here's the thing. I explained that to you, but here's what I want you to do. You're gonna name him. You know, names are important. Names are very important in the Bible, but your name, when I hear your name, you know what I associate it with? Associate it with your character. Who you are as a person. If I hear your name in the circle, I say, oh, yeah, he's a good guy. You understand what I'm saying? Your name means something, and this right here is symbolic, because the messenger, the angel, is telling Joseph, don't call him boo-boo. Amen. Don't call him Michael. Amen. Don't call him John. Don't call him Elijah. Amen. Don't call him Champagne, but call his name. I got a name for him. And you know what that tells you? That your name, whatever God has chosen to call you, whatever your name is, come on, somebody, your name is important, because God knew what your mama was going to call you. But here we find, watch this, that Jesus, the angel says, and you shall call him Jesus. Do I have anybody? See, his name, my second point, his name is above every name. Not only is his birth a miracle, but his name is above every name. The Bible says, amen, that one day every knee shall bow. Come on, somebody. The Bible says his name means something. Do I have anybody? His name means redeemer. His name means reconciler. Come on, somebody. His name means refuge. His name means a wheel in the middle of the wheel. His name is El Elyon. Come on, somebody. His name is Strong Tower. The Bible says he is a strong tower, isn't he? He is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. His name is Jehovah Nissi, my banner. Jehovah Raha, my shepherd. Jehovah Shalom, my peace. Jehovah Shammah, the God who was there. He was there when everybody left me. He was there. Come on, somebody. Sometimes you got to know how to call on his name. Why did he give him this name? Because his name is above every name. I thank God that God revealed his love through his son, but his name is powerful. The Bible says when demons hear his name, they recognize him. They said, who are you? Jesus of Nazareth. Nazareth. Do I have anybody? His name means conqueror. His name means comforter. His name means covenant keeper. His name is the author and perfecter. His name is El Elyon, which is the God of Most High. His name is El Shaddai, God Almighty. Come on, somebody. His name, hallelujah, is ever present. His name is everlasting. Thank God that in this season it's really about his name. Do you know him today? Have you tried him today? Jesus is who I'm talking about. I can't even say his name without getting excited, because his name shall be called Jesus. His name had power. I want to tell you, his name has power. Because it was November 11, 2000, when I called on his name. Do I have anybody here today? When you called on his name, he changed you. He transformed you. Jesus. You shall call him Jesus. You shall call him Jesus. Don't call him James. Don't call him Matthew. Call him Jesus. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Somebody here, I want to let you know that he is everything you'll ever imagine. He is everything you'll ever need. But I thank God that he set up his birth. And he said, you should call him Jesus. You should call him Jesus. And then right after that, he said in the text, as I go to my seat, see, I can't say his name without getting happy. Jesus. He says, and here's his purpose. For he shall save his people from their sins. You know what my next point is there? He came to set us free. Listen, we were in a bad way, y'all. We even thought we were doing good. But God sent his son. That's why I'm enjoying this Advent. See, these lights remind me that he came to set me free. Turn to your neighbor and say, he set me free. God revealed his love through his son by setting us free. Isn't that a miracle? Isn't that a miracle? Listen. I know his daddy. I know his mama. But listen, he set me free. He says he had one purpose, and that purpose is to what? Save his people from sins. If you ever doubted the birth, if you didn't ever knew anything about the birth, thank God this season you found out. Why? It isn't about going out to Macy's and charging up stuff and buying stuff and, you know, stressing yourself out because you can't get somebody a gift because somebody's going to be mad because it wasn't expensive enough. It wasn't this. This season, listen, here's what I want you to do. When you stand by that Christmas tree this season, on Christmas morning, here's what I want you to do. I would like for you to say, let's talk about Jesus. I want to give you, before we open our gifts, I want to first make sure that everybody around this tree can receive the greatest gift ever. Use your Christmas tree as a witnessing tool. Say, listen, everybody, before we go, before we open these gifts, let's open the greatest gift ever. and that is Jesus. Listen, what did he come to do? He didn't come. Listen, people thought he came to open eyes and open the blind eyes. Listen, I would rather be blind and go to heaven. I don't think you're hearing me. I would rather be blind on earth, but still I know I'm going to heaven. See, but when he came, all they wanted to associate him with is miracles and healings and all this other stuff. That's the only way that God could have gotten their attention. He had to do something miraculous for them to be convinced. May I ask you something? What has he done to convince you? But lastly, it says, now all this took place. Here it is right here. I'm going to talk about this in 10 o'clock. To fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. My last point is, he came to fulfill God's promise. He came. If you ever doubted God's promises, listen, may I say this to you? The Bible is, I'm going to deal with this. The Bible is full of promises. Most of the Old Testament, the promise that was made was about Jesus, about this birth. And here's the thing. Here's what I want you to know. If you're not convinced this season who he really is, think about this for a minute. The prophets predicted. Are you with me? They predicted. They said, behold, the virgin shall be with child. They predicted this. Okay, in the Old Testament. Are you with me? They predicted this in the Old Testament. And here it is. Here it is. It's now revealed and it's fulfilled. In thousands of years later in the New Testament. Now, I want to say something. If you're not convinced, because watch what they predicted. Behold, the virgin shall be with child. Was Mary not a virgin? It didn't say who the virgin would be. Come on, somebody. And she shall bear a son. Now, Joseph got that revelation. And they shall call his name what? Now, Emmanuel means Jesus. And watch it, which translates, which means, watch this. Now here's the deep part to how God revealed his love. God came to us. And God is with us. God knew that we couldn't do it on our own anymore. So he chose this time to fulfill the promise. May I say something to you? You and I should be truly convinced now that what the word says, when the word says something, come on somebody, you better take it to the bank because it will be fulfilled. God will fulfill his promises and he can be trusted. Amen. God revealed his love through his son. The first thing is, what's the first thing? His birth was a miracle. Amen. His birth was a miracle. His name is above every name. He came to do what? He came to what? Set us free. And lastly, he came to fulfill.